Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. We've got some life advice. We turn to John Jansen.
Yeah, I got no tease this time.
I'll let you know right now. Here are your choices.
Put that one on a tee for you. You're not going to say anything?
No, because I think you're going to get where this is going.
Okay.
This is unintentional, but the topics are wife or best friend.
Oh, boy.
Valentine's Day and Jim Splaining.
Okay.
We'll start with wife or best friend. Dear John. I'm the luckiest and unluckiest guy around. I've got my hands on a pair of Lions tickets for Saturday night, and I'm keeping them, of course. I'm super pumped. Here's the issue. Both my best friend and my wife have assumed they're going with me. For the backstory, I've known the friend since the first grade. He was my best man. We watch all the Lions game together, and he would take me if he had the tickets. In fact, he did buy us tickets to the Monday night game against the Seahawks earlier this season. My wife is my wife. She doesn't love football, but she's gotten really into the Lions over the last 2 years. Yesterday, she excitedly showed me she purchased an Amon-Ra St. Brown jersey to wear to Saturday night. I'm between a rock and a hard place. Who do I pick?
This one's easy. You take your wife. There's no question about it. I mean, if the Lions win, you might win too. I mean, there's you got to think about...
She might leave the shower door open.
And I think, especially if your best man, your best friend, knows your wife and knows your relationship, I mean, he might be, he's going to be bummed out. He's not going, but I think he would 100% understand. For the rest of your life, he'll hold it over your head, as he should. But you'd rather have him holding it over your head than your wife.
That's smart.
This one seems easy to me. Heather,
I agree with you, but yeah. I do think, I'm trying to think if it was me and this was Colin and it happened, I do think I would understand if he said, you know what, I know you're really excited, but I was going to go with whatever, my best buddy. I would get that. Like that's, and I would kind of say like, you know what, you're right. Like you guys have been, this is your thing. Like I want to go, I'm pumped, but this is, I think I would understand. I would be mad and I would... Uh-huh. I'd be upset, but yeah. I'd get over it.
And the kids won't go to sleep, and they're up all night with them. He's out partying with his best buddy.
Oh, he'd hear about it. Like, believe me.
Right.
That's
John's point.
Yeah, that's my point.
I'd
rather hear about it from my buddy than my wife.
I think he should take his wife.
If my wife was excited to go, I would take her. I talked to her about this last night, and she goes, I wouldn't enjoy it enough. I wouldn't appreciate it as much as someone who's a lifelong fan.
See,
if you were really between a rock and a hard place and your friend wanted to go, take your friend.
Yeah.
It depends. Like, how invested is your wife? And in this case, she bought the jersey. I think the decision's been made.
Yeah.
You're taking your wife.
Yeah.
She made the decision for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. The move by the friend is you bow out, and in hopes of the wife hearing it and say, you know what?
Sob story.
Yeah. You know, you should take your wife, mm-hmm. and just make sure you let her know that I bowed out. And then when that story happens.
Oh, I couldn't do that.
Oh, you know what? Hey, that was really nice of him. I think you should take him.
He bought you the Monday night tickets. Yeah, you know what? You should take him.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yep. All right. The next one is Jim Splaining. Dear John, my boyfriend set a New Year's resolution to lose 25 pounds in 2025. I've been going to the gym routinely since he's known me. I go 5 times a week and try to stay in shape. I love that he is motivated to do this and he's been going with me sometimes. But now he's way over the top giving me tips like some fitness guru saying, you shouldn't squat so deep. It's bad for your knees. Meanwhile, this man just learned what a squat was 2 weeks ago. He's not shy about trying to correct my form, even though he has a long way to go. Should I stop working out with him or do I need to confront him and bruise his ego?
Just confront him and tell him shut up.
Agreed.
Like stop already. You know, hey, I'm going to work out how I want to work out. If you want to keep going with me and you want my support, then just shut up and let's do this together.
Have some self-awareness.
Yeah.
Like he needs a reality check. You have to confront them.
Yes. And maybe I'm just of the mindset where I'm just going to be straight up and straightforward with you. Lisa is the exact same way. She would have no problem telling me to back off. And I would instantly.
I mean, it's her boyfriend. It should be easy for her to talk to him and say, you know what? When we're working out, let's work out. We don't need all of this, right?
Right.
Should be easy.
Yeah.
And bruising his ego. Like, it depends how you say it too, right? I mean.
I it's better just to be blunt. Say, stop it. Don't be a dork. Like, I don't want to be with a dork.
This next one is Valentine's Day. Dear John, when is it too late to make a Valentine's Day reservation? My wife asked me this week what I wanted to do, and if I had made a reservation, I feel like I've got till February to figure it out. Maybe she's saying this because she's expecting a nicer restaurant. What do you think?
Well, it depends on this is why you got to set the bar low first year. And it allows you to get over it just a little bit every single year. So by the time you hit that 50-year anniversary, that's when you're making the primo reservation.
You can still get reservations now, right?
Oh, yeah. You can still get reservations up until the day of. It just may not be the restaurant that maybe she wants to go to, or that might not be the top of the line, but it's
when,
all
when
about...
When do you need to book by, on average?
A week out.
I have no idea. Valentine's Day is not my thing.
Yeah, it's not
mine
either.
Give me a pack
either.
Of Swedish fish. I'm good. Don't take me out.
It's
a Friday this year.
So this one is more about, it should be about, are you able, for my situation, are we able to go out without the kids? Can we? And at that point, it doesn't matter where we go. It's just the fact that we have a couple of hours to actually talk and be together without distractions and just enjoy each other's company. I mean, I talked about that yesterday.
I mean, they could figure out a restaurant together. Like, why does it have to be him? I mean, he could say, him?
Well, no, it doesn't. Trust me, it does not have to be him. A lot of times Lisa won't make the reservation but because she knows where she wants to go.
I think she's dropping a hint here. More than a hint. When say, hey, have you made a reservation? Where are we going? Like,
right.
She's putting it on his plate to step up and do something. So he does have to pick.
I guess.
Yeah, but these are the games that I'm not gonna play. I just am not. There's just too much stress in life to have to worry about picking the right restaurant to go to. And if not, is she gonna sit there and be quiet? Oh, I didn't want to go. I really wanted to go to this other restaurant.
Why didn't you know?
Yeah.
Exactly. No.
You should have known.
I didn't have to say it.
Stupid games.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The next one is vegan wedding. Dear John, my wife and I got a wedding invite from a friend of our daughters. They've been best friends since kindergarten and our families are close. The wedding is in August and we're excited to go. But when we went to select a meal, we noticed they're doing all vegan. Everything's vegan. Pasta, risotto, and something called vegan steak. I've been to weddings where they offer a vegan option. Why couldn't they offer something for those who would like actual meat? I know it's their day, but I feel like this isn't accommodating to the guests as most people aren't vegan. Should I say something or just eat beforehand? What would you do?
Just eat beforehand. Don't make a big deal of it. It's stupid. We did it at our wedding. We gave an option that did not have meat. We wanted Doug Karsh to be able to come and feel welcome. But if it's expected for those meat eaters to provide a non-meat option, then it should also be okay for them to provide a meat option? Are they going to be, are they such vegans and such elitists that it grosses them out to see meat on a plate? Like it would limit where they can go in any restaurant for the rest of their lives. Like, just get over yourselves and don't impose your standards on me. I'm not going to impose mine on you. And, but if they don't want to, then so be it. It's their wedding.
But it is their wedding.
Yeah.
They can do whatever they want.
And so eat beforehand.
Yeah, you don't say anything.
No.
Yeah. You don't bring it up to them. It's their wedding. They chose to have all vegan options, so be it. Usually you don't. Usually you have, like you said, John, there's one option or a vegetarian option.
Even if it's chicken or something.
Yeah.
Some kind.
Yeah, like Stoney called it, vegan breast.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. But the whole, you know, hey, we're providing a meat option. It's just a non-meat substitute. That's vomit inducing.
Vegan steak?
Yeah.
What is vegan steak?
It's not. It's like turkey
bacon.
It's
like bacon. The Impossible
Burger.
I would say that if I got this invite, I don't know if I would notice. Like, if it was just
you're
options,
selecting your meal?
Like pasta,
when you're,
risotto,
like,
you
like,
might
I
not.
Don't, I don't think I would necessarily notice that there wasn't meat.
But who doesn't like pasta?
Right, because I like pasta.
There's a lot of people that won't eat pasta.
If why?
You're, carbs?
Carbs?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Like, for example.
Oh, no.
Same thing about meat.
I know.
All right? I mean, it just... Yeah, but Tom, I do get your point. Like, if you're picking from the meals, you're 1, 2, 3, what's the best option?
Like, if I saw, what if a lasagna was the pasta?
Right.
Like, I would just think there would be meat, and then I would eat it, and I would probably notice, well, there's no meat, but it wouldn't be a big deal, because I like lasagna without meat.
Sure. Right. Yeah, it's those that are imposing, if you come to our wedding, and it's and you don't want to eat meat, there's going to be a non-meat option.
Well, didn't you do this? Somebody here, not food-wise, but I'm drink-wise, only have, like, beer as an option, no cocktails?
No, well, we did beer and wine, but we did
cocktails.
An open bar.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we
somebody though, I feel like I remember hearing they only offered beer
and
they didn't
wine.
Have cocktails.
Oh yeah,
which is like, huh?
Kind of lame.
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, if I want a Jack and Coke, I would assume everybody else would.
Right. Let there be an option for those people.
Yeah. Jack and Coke, Jerry.
Yeah,
those people. All right, that's John with Dear John. It's 97.1.